I'm Lauren Sega, Manager of Communications for Homeport, a nonprofit affordable housing developer in Central Ohio. We're in one of the fastest growing areas in the country, and while we've seen the growth, we've felt the pains that come along with it, especially when it comes to housing all of us and our incoming neighbors. Each month, we're interviewing local experts on the issues, the barriers, and the solutions around housing and development, hoping to shed some light on how we got where we are and what we can do to create a future that houses everyone. This is Level With Us. As incredible as it seems, 2024 is already nearing its end. And to wrap up this season of Level With Us, I've invited Homeport President and CEO Leah Evans to discuss the state of housing in Central Ohio as we head into the new year, as well as the main priorities as our region, state, and nation face an ongoing housing crisis. Let's lay the foundation.
Housing in Central Ohio is this really unique beast. It has so many people that are interested and involved and engaged in the conversation now, which is definitely a win and a place that we had not been before. And so as a housing group and a housing organization that's been working in this space for 37 years, to have this kind of excitement and energy and attention, I think it's really validating and really encouraging. On the other side, we have so much work to do. We have so many gaps still in our market. Every day, I either talk to someone or I'm engaged with someone that's just talking about either their personal struggle or someone they know, their struggle, and either finding housing, securing housing, being at threat of losing their housing. And I just, you know, that's what's heartbreaking, is that we've come so far, but yet so much still to do. And I think that our market right now is really this test about how you manage growth equitably and how do you grow through all the things that you want for your community. You want new jobs, you want new investment, you want the next big, you know, restaurant, the next big tech innovation. You want all these things that show your community is thriving and well and whole, but still really carry forward that the people that make up the community are what's most important. And so I think that's, you know, kind of this inflection that we still find ourselves in, that we haven't necessarily changed that narrative since beginning of this year, but that we have more clarity around where we need to get as we go into next year.
For millions of dollars distributed in down payment assistance, which helped 200 families achieve home ownership, to new homes built for 300 more families, to serving our residents with wraparound support, we have a lot to celebrate here at Homeport.
We had some, you know, some big wins. Obviously, you know, this tremendous amount of work with the down payment assistance program this year. You know, really thank you to our partners at the Federal Home Loan Bank and with Convergence and all of the funders who supported that work. We've had some really big wins on closing the gap on homeownership. Like, these are, as we talk to the home buyers and their realtors and their lenders, these are our buyers that would not have gotten to the buying table, the closing table, without that support. And so I think that's a big win, and it's a big testament to how do we move the needle on per home ownership percentage? How do we get more people in home ownership? Sometimes it needs, you just fill the gap, right? You just fill the gap between where they are and where they'd like to be, and they can be sustainable and they can be long-term successful if you fill that in that moment in time gap. And that, I think, is what the down payment assistance has been able to do. So definitely celebrate that and advancing home ownership in that way. I said, other thing is just really the team continuing to navigate the housing needs that we see in this community, whether that's, you know, the type of developments that we're trying to bring online, whether that's the partnerships that we're talking about and addressing, or whether that's looking at how much more work do we do infield in the city versus work we do, you know, in the exurbs, and as we move out and our footprint continues to grow, I think, you know, really commending the team to addressing those needs and bringing different tools to the table to be able to do that. And I think, you know, as we look forward, continuing that nimbleness is just important for our long-term survival, but not just for us, right? This is really about the people that live with us and who needs the work that we do. And again, we engage with those folks every day.
And now it's time to level up. The winds seem citywide, with Zone In reforming our zoning code to bring more density, and Link Us Passing to better connect neighborhoods with opportunity. The most recent advancement has been the Regional Housing Coalition, an effort to take the affordable housing conversation beyond Franklin County and into the surrounding areas, which will be just as impacted by our region's growth in the years to come.
We know that, you know, Columbus doesn't stand alone. New Albany doesn't stand alone. Dublin doesn't stand alone. You know, Gahanna, Grove City, none of these communities stand on their own. We all collectively are Central Ohio, and we represent this Buckeye Nation and this great community. And so how do everybody fit into that? And I think that's, you know, something that we still continue to wrestle with. And, you know, we have opportunities to do more in those spaces. And so I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to seeing kind of how it all comes together, because we do have such great partners already working in this space, whether it's us or whether it's the Affordable Housing Alliance or it's the Housing Trust. And, like, we have great name partners that are already working in this space. And so how do we bring that all together under this now new umbrella as well?
A piece of the puzzle that remains still is selling the idea of affordable housing to these suburbs and exurbs, many having unfriendly zoning laws.
Asking yourselves, what do we see going on in our community? And where is growth opportunities going to come from? And I think that we tend to be very good about doing that for job creation and even for schools or roads. We don't do it as well for housing. And so, you know, this is just getting, you know, really bringing that time and that attention to saying, you know, as we as a community either change or grow, where do we see housing being a part of that? And how do we lift it up and make sure we can get it done?
And combat that NIMBYism.
Mm-hmm. It's so pretty prevalent. Tough. Yeah. That's, you know, that continues to be such a tough nut to crack, because, you know, you have existing residents and existing community members who have a resistance to new development for a reason. And so how do we get to the heart of that reason? And how do we meet people where they are when they're saying no, when they're, you know, when they don't want to see new development, when they don't want to see density, when they don't want to see apartments versus single family homes, right? So how do we really get to what that no was, at the root cause of that no, and then address that instead of making it a blanket no, just saying no to housing or no to new development? What are really the issues that we're trying to solve as a community together?
At the state level, Leah says it's been encouraging to see more funding for affordable housing and an effort to address the needs of our state comprehensively.
This was the first year of the state housing tax credit, which has done tremendously well, was completely oversubscribed. A lot of applications got submitted for that state credit, filling the gap, allowing projects to come to the table that maybe would not have come to the table otherwise. We've also seen the new single family credit from both the Ohio Department of Development and the Ohio Housing Finance Agency, opening up new ways and paths for new development to happen. Those are more focused on the home ownership and single family home aspect versus more traditional rental that you usually see with the LIHTC. And so you've seen this kind of willingness to be innovative and open from our state legislators that should be really celebrated and uplifted. Because again, we talk about our Central Ohio context, but we have peers all over the state that are experiencing not exactly the same context as us. You know, a lot of our pressures around growth and need and demand, there are parts of our state that aren't growing. We know that to be true, but their housing needs may be different. Maybe they have an aging housing stock. They have a dilapidated housing stock. They have different housing needs, but still that pressure is there on what they can do in the house, their citizens. So I think it's really a testament to what are the right tools at the state level that can address both those markets, those growth markets, as well as those markets that are maybe contracting, and making sure that the resources that are being put on the table are being able to be used in both spaces.
So what's next? What are we prioritizing and advocating for in 2025?
So I think we're continuing the conversation about resources, you know, and then we don't know how resources will come federally. You know, even in the past, you know, few years, post-pandemic, there were still a lot of, you know, ARPA dollars and other program dollars that could be used for housing purposes, and we know those things aren't coming back. So being able to continue and sustain the housing assistance that we've seen and maybe grow it in appropriate ways to be able to meet the needs that we see now, we just know things just cost more. And so being able to develop on a per unit basis and being able to bring more housing online, being able to address our homelessness pressures that we're seeing with the unhoused folks in our community is just going to take us to continue to invest in more in affordability and maintaining long-term affordability. So I think always it's a question of, can we get more? And not to sacrifice any of the other many services at the state level or even at the city or county level, but prioritizing housing, because, you know, we see housing first, housing as that foundational piece to sustaining and correcting some of the other social ills that we people experience when they don't have housing. Mm-hmm. So that's really prioritizing. I think our message is keeping that home first in the conversations with any of our legislative partners, so that they see those investments in home and housing as preventative to other things that may have to be invested on later down the line. Engaging more closely with our residents, that's a big goal of ours as we go into 2025, and hearing those individual stories and that those thematic work of, okay, you have the housing, now what, right? What's going to help you continue to be successful and thriving in your home, and what programs need to be brought to bear to do that? What partnerships need to exist to do that? What locations do we need to be in to do that? And continuing to go deeper on that. So I think definitely this is a season of going deeper, not necessarily wider. Like, how do we, you know, continue to get really much, much better at meeting people where they are, meeting their needs and closing those gaps, at the same time that we just continue to try to address every person that needs some place to live.
Ultimately, Homeport, like the Regional Housing Coalition, wants to bring more voices to the conversation. At Voice and Vision 2024, we saw incredible turnout and interest in the issue, and it's largely because it's impacting so many of us here in Central Ohio. And with an issue as big as housing, it's not always clear to know where an individual resident fits in, but Leah says the table is big, and there's a seat for everyone.
If you already have housing, it's very hard to see how or why this matters to you, right? If you're already, you know, been in your house 10 years, or you're not looking to buy a home right now, or, you know, you just, you know, you might just be starting out, so that's not even on your radar, right? Then it's like, okay, I have an apartment. I didn't think anything about it. I saw something I like. I drove by it. I called the number. I went in and put an application. Like, there wasn't much more to it. When that's not your experience, and there are either hurdles or burdens, or you have a cost prohibit, you know, you're cost prohibited, or you can't find something, then it begins to be a lot more nuanced conversation as to why I should care or be involved in some way. And you're right, I think it takes like either you personally or someone you know being in those situations to get people more involved. And again, there are definitely people who are just engaged in community in a way that this has always been on their radar. But I even like it, you know, many of our peers who work in the transportation space and safe route to schools or bikeways or greenways or have these same kind of conversations, like, how do you really lift up public trails to see people who aren't necessarily using them, and why does it matter? So it's, again, this overall value proposition about your community, like, what really makes a strong community, and what are you sold out for, and you really think that a diverse housing stock is important to a vibrant community, then you may engage in that topic, even if that's not something that you're necessarily struggling with yourself. So, how do you bring that relevancy? And I do, you know, obviously that's one of the things we try to do with the Voice of Vision is to have that relevancy to everyone as to why a strong, robust, effective housing ecosystem is the only way forward for a strong, sustaining community. And so you can't disregard that or think that it won't matter. Like, you can't build one type of housing stock and think that that's going to solve all your long-term issues or needs. It just won't. So that's how that ecosystem is, this living, breathing, thriving thing that has to be in good shape in order for you to have any other outcome that you want for your community.
Yeah. And as we've seen in headlines, it's like, even if you're not affected by the housing crisis yet. Things don't change, you might be.
You might be. Mm-hmm.
And when you are affected by something as foundational as housing, you don't have that bandwidth anymore to engage with the issue. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to find housing.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You're not going to meetings
for
and
sure.
voicing
mm-hmm.
your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, the time is now.
The time is now. Yeah, it does take away. That's a good, good point. It takes away your ability to even think about it or engage with it in some, introspective way when you're in the point of need, when you get to the point of need.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we take that for granted. I think some of us take that for granted, that you have that ability to even just have a thoughtful conversation about it if you're not feeling the pressure of it right there in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you think about how people maybe in this moment are stressed out about the national landscape of politics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can engage locally.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that the saying, all politics is local? Like, that's like, again, that our housing micro is local. It's really what's going on here in our community. And those are really attainable. They're accessible. They're, even if it's not coming to a community meeting, are there, people, they're your community leaders you need to reach out to and share why this is an important issue to you, or send an email or send a note, respond to a comment, on their website, and just letting them know and continue to lift up how important this issue is to the overall community.
Just last week, the Home Matters to Ohio Coalition launched to create an affordable housing policy platform for our General Assembly. It includes 11 policy proposals to increase housing supply, reduce housing costs, and expand housing access. Some specifics include increasing the number of credits available through the Ohio Low Income Housing Tax Credit Program, providing financial and technical assistance to local governments to correct their outdated zoning codes, and an act to reform property tax regulations to protect homeowners.
Been a big year. It's got a lot done, a lot more to keep doing.
Yeah.
Really just continuing to be as intentional and purposeful as we can be about really being a community partner for our residents, but also for the overall community.
Level With Us is brought to you by Homeport and is recorded, mixed, and edited by Lauren Sega. All sources are in the show notes. Homeport creates strong communities by developing quality, affordable homes on a cornerstone of dignity, security, and opportunity. To learn more, or if you'd like to support our mission, visit us at homeportohio.org.